Shalom everybody, today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Emor, we have 10 psukim. In this Aliyah, we continue with the Torah's listing of Yamim Tovim throughout the year. In this Aliyah specifically, we hear about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara in a few places, including Masechet Brachot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, quote a pasuk from our Aliyah about Yom Kippur and learn something very, very interesting. The pasuk is in Chaf Gimel Lamed Bet. Shabbat Shabbaton Hu Lachem Ve'initem Et Nafshotechem B'Tish'a Lachodesh Ba'erev Me'erev Ad Erev Tishbetu Shabbatchem. Says the Torah that Yom Kippur is a Shabbat of Shabbatot and you must fast on that day and you must keep the Chag from the ninth of the month until the next night. And this pasuk seems strange because it seems like we have an obligation to fast on the 9th of Tishrei, not just on the 10th of Tishrei. And the Gemara again in Masechet Brachot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, picks up on this and says that anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th of Tishrei is considered as if they have fasted on the 9th and the 10th. What does that mean? Why should that be so? Fast, if you eat and drink on the 9th, it's like you fasted on the 9th and on the 10th. All the Mefarshim, there's so many beautiful answers and beautiful messages. I'd like to share another beautiful answer and message in this short FMT. And this one comes from Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, Rav Cook, the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Palestine who died in 1935. And he says this in his sefer called Ein Ayah. Ein Ayah is a set of Sfarim on Agarata, on some Gemara's Agarata, and this one is on Masechet Brachot. Says Rav Cook, there are two aspects or two components to the act of tshuva, to the process of tshuva. First of all, the fact that a person sins is a grave thing. They have to fast on Yom Kippur, and we have to fast on Yom Kippur and to separate from physical pleasures and through abstinence, etc. That way, that method helps us, enables us to think, to introspect, to beg forgiveness. A person who sins, God forbid, has to contemplate what was at the root of their sin and how that sin came from a lack, perhaps, of a diminishment or a deterioration of their love for Hashem, fear from Hashem, etc. That's one aspect of tshuva. However, there's another aspect of the process of tshuva. It's not enough, says Rav Cook, just to separate from the world. Contemplation and introspection and new heights that we can achieve through fasting is, of course, critical. But it's only one aspect of tshuva. It's an aspect of tshuva that is temporary. It's an emergency measure. Another aspect of tshuva is showing Hashem and showing ourselves that we know how to live in the world, how to deal with the challenges of the world, how to involve ourselves with the physical world in a proper, modest, holy Torah way. Again, part of the tshuva process is not running away from the world, but living in the world in a holy way. And that, says Rav Cook, is the meaning of this Gemara, that anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th of Tishrei is considered as if they fasted on the 9th and on the 10th. In other words, part of the tshuva process is being involved in eating and drinking in a proper, sanctified way. And both aspects of tshuva are needed, the fasting and abstaining from the world, but also the opposite, enjoying the world, engaging in the physical world, in a suitable, holy, Torah, halachic manner. As a matter of fact, we're only a few days away from Lag BaOmer and the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Halevi Epstein, who died in 1908. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Aruch Chaim Hilchot Pesach, Simen Taf Tzadi Gimel, Seif Zayin, that there are two reasons why people celebrate on Lag BaOmer. One is the Yortzeit of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the other reason, he says, is because it's the anniversary of his leaving the cave. Leaving the cave. Yes, it was important for him to be there and separate from the world. But we celebrate his leaving the cave, his coming out and being a part of the world again with his newfound Kedusha that he developed. Remember, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, tells us that he tried to leave the cave once and could not integrate back into the world. He set a field on fire because the farmer wasn't learning Torah, and Hashem angrily sent him back into the cave until he was able to come out and merge. the Kedusha that he received with the world that he and we must live in. May we only be Zocha. Have an amazing day, everyone.